We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese with Robbie Ellis is back. A lot of people sounding off on Twitter, or so I'm told. Rob, I guess you're looking. I'm not.
I'm monitoring.
Okay.
Got to say dialed in on our conversation. I'll look during the breaks.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're not a, I don't look over at you during a segment and you're like looking at this tweet.
We've all done those shows where we've been with someone who is like on their phone and they're like, yeah, man.
Yeah, like you have no idea what I just said, sir.
Exactly. And you just keep rolling.
Well, let's get a reaction. Let's go to Brady in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Brady.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
How are you, brother?
Good. Well, I'm good. I'm glad you guys brought this guy on the show. When I read the article this morning on Twitter, I was pretty shocked, you know, seeing all the players' reactions and whatnot. But from the interview, I mean, this guy sounds like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He was fumbling over his words the entire time. He kept talking about his pedigree, about, oh, I write good stories, blah, blah, blah. And he wasn't giving you guys a straight answer. And I understand that if there's people that he's listening to and he can't, you know, rat him out. I get that as a reporter. You have sources just like Adam Schefter has his sources in the league, you know, right, to get his information. My thing is, though, man, first of all, he didn't even know Mike Groh's name. Come on, man.
That was a slip, Brady. There's other stuff.
It's
his dad. Right, I mean, he just gave you his dad's name.
Second thing is, you know, you asked him a question about which players. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Well, and then he comes in, hey, you guys know, you know, he wields a lot of power in that organization. He wields a lot of power. Man, it sounds like to me he does have a little bit of agenda. Why are you so worried about his power? Why aren't you worrying about the team winning damn football games, man? Like, you got all these guys coming out on Twitter saying that this is not factual.
Well, hold on. Who are you?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Sounds like are you asking that about Joe or about...
Joe needs to worry about the team winning damn football games? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it's in like, I guess not Joe, because that's not up to Joe. Joe has nothing to do with the coaching staff and any of that. He's just writing stories.
Right.
What I'm saying is, when you guys say this about Twitter, about these players coming back on Twitter, accusing him of this being incorrect,
right,
I just don't get how he can just go around all that and be like, oh, well, you know, I don't know anything about that, but Carson Wentz wields a lot of power. I just don't know, man. This just sounds really fishy to me, man. I've never even heard of this guy. It just sounds really fishy. But I appreciate you guys him on and doing y'all's job, man. I really appreciate it and getting the truth out of it.
All right.
John, that's the thing. I mean, if you're Joe, you don't write this. You know you're going to get backlash, right? You're going to get killed on by fans. You're going to get killed. The organization is going to come out and say this is nonsense. And you know players are going to respond because they can now. Back in the day, we didn't have social media and Twitter. Are going to respond and say, no, it's nonsense. I got this guy's back. You know that's going to be the case. No one's going to, the same way someone is going to put their name next to one of these things, they're not going to come out on Twitter and say, you know what? Every word of this is true.
Correct.
Signed Eagles wide receiver or linebacker or running back or lineman or running back. That's not going
to
be the case.
Yeah, and I just looked to see if Alshon had tweeted anything or what's the latest update on that, Ben? Any skill guys tweeting out support for, I mean, because let's face it, the president of the United States isn't allowed to block people on Twitter because that's an official way. He puts out official news as the president.
Yes.
Now, it's not as stringent with a player, but this is more or less his personal way to speak to his fans, to whoever.
There's
out
no
there.
Middleman if you're tweeting something directly from your account. There's no middleman.
It's taken out before agents would issue statements or the player would issue a statement. Anytime you tweet, you're essentially issuing a statement.
Yep.
So he has the power to come out right now and say that people are accusing me of being saying this, or he could come out and say right now, I support Carson 100%. I don't know. All this that's talked about is totally false.
Well, I guess the assumption then is that, what, seven guys have come out and defended Carson. So 53-man roster, that must mean that 46 of them hate Carson Wentz. That's the only explanation. I mean, Nick Foles hasn't come out. We haven't. Alshon Jeffrey hasn't come out. That's the level this has gotten to.
I know.
To.
That's why it's so ridiculous.
Can we just put nothing into what's been said on Twitter? Can we do that?
No.
Because we don't. There's no way that we can assume anybody's going to be honest if they dislike him.
Yeah, but hang on a second.
What have they said that's really shed any light on this?
Well, but hang on a second. All right. Well, they've said it's not true. The people have come out and said it's not true and have spoken highly of Carson. Right. I'm not saying that anybody that doesn't do that is guilty. But you also can't say that people aren't waiting for someone to come out from the offense to say, like Nick Foles, for instance. I don't think Nick Foles does a lot of just sitting at home tweeting.
No.
Watching TV and tweeting stuff out.
But these also aren't people that I would have thought were the source of the story to begin with. I would never would have thought Lane Johnson or Zach Ertz would have said this.
Me neither. But guys,
that's why it hasn't really spoken to me. You didn't think Nate Sudfeld's going to say something negative about Carson Wentz? Like,
of course not.
It's good that they did. I'm glad they have his back. But these are the guys that I would expect to be most supportive of Wentz. I need to hear from the people that I'm not sure about. I need to hear from a running back or a wide receiver.
Yeah, I hear you. But I mean, I guess I keep getting back to the point of, no one's going to say anything critical on a tweet, just like they weren't going to give their name to Joe in the story. It's just not.
Right. Exactly.
But you can read into, you know, we want to read between the lines and say, well, this guy hasn't spoken up in his defense or whatever, or with an endorsement.
Well, I mean,
and that may mean something.
What would it be like for instance, it's probably very unfair to say something like this, but I'm just going with reality. Alshon Jeffrey has to know that the story is out there.
Absolutely.
He has to know it. Anybody that's on the team knows that the story is out there, whether through a text message, whether they've seen it on
their
own
PR
or whatever.
People, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if this is the case and you really feel like it, I know what I would do. I know that if a negative story came out about Ben, that I would be right there on Twitter to defend him.
What?
Probably.
What?
Right?
Well, here's the point I made earlier about that. First of all, I don't know if that's totally true. Here's the point I made about that. I'm telling you right now that we have fun behind the scenes at WIP. We're a very, very loving radio station. Like, there's a very, very positive vibe here. There aren't a lot of, like, beefs, and what there is very, very minor. People get along very well here. But if somebody who was uninitiated came into this building and saw, like, the way we make fun of each other, or somebody here decided they wanted to complain, if I wanted to complain that I was being bullied or something, I guarantee you somebody could make this place look very bad. Not because something is wrong, but because you could make it look wrong.
They said something's wrong.
And that's why, that's why I can't fully believe that this story is something significant, because it's a 53-man roster. It's been a very dramatic couple seasons. Of course there are people who are uneasy. I just don't know how to read into it.
And I keep getting back to, even in a team setting, like we're a team here, there are going to be individuals who have their own agendas and who maybe aren't happy with what's happening with them. Not necessarily how it affects the team, or whatever, but they're worried about themselves, and they may put something like this out there because of it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you the other thing, if there is truth to be believed in this, Groh is back, Press Taylor's back, your offensive setup is exactly the same as it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if this stuff is real, then something needs to be changed. Something needs to give.
Agreed.
If Carson is in fact, you know, having this kind of attitude.
Let's go to Frank. Frank's up in the Poconos. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How are you, buddy?
All right, so, I mean, I had some points you guys kind of brought up before, but just like you said before, you go through his Twitter history, we're talking about Joe, and he has tons of negative tweets showing clear bias, you know, against Carson. He even has his own nickname for him. You probably saw the TQC for three-quarter Carson, he called him. He said he's not clutch in the fourth quarter. I wish you would have asked him about that. He also even called him in the article, what was it, about Teflon Ginger? And, like, you just... As an established journalist, that's just not professional. And now on Twitter, he's actually blocking fans who are going through and disagreeing with him. It's all just amateur stuff, I feel like.
Honestly, Frank, I think Joe's going through right now the fact that he wrote a big story that's exploded nationally. If I was to give him advice, I'd tell him to get off of Twitter, put your phone down, watch TV, take a nap. Just ride it out right now, because nothing he can do on Twitter with blocking or talking with people is going to help. But I did ask him. I asked him a vague question about he had negative reporting and he had negative tweets towards Carson Wentz.
You asked him a direct question. It wasn't vague. You asked him.
And he I don't know if he didn't answer it, but he answered it by,
answer was, I don't have an agenda. I mean, all you can do is present it the way that you presented it and say, hey, look, there are a lot of people saying you have an agenda because some of the things you previously tweeted.
And I think that's fair, Frank, to ask that question and wonder.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And right before you guys went live, I don't know if you saw, there's an ESPN report from South Palantonio. He reached out to, it says, an Eagles team senior official, and he said that this is all just you know.
Well, Frank, let me ask you this. What is an Eagles team official going to say to Sal?
But
what's he going to say other than that to Sal?
No, I understand that. But, again, it is Sal. He's been with Philly for a while. You would understand if there was some truth, maybe they wouldn't respond at all. And I think
sure
even in
would.
The –
They would because they want to quell any fires here. Not that it even is a fire. It's probably the wrong word. But they want to just put to rest anything that would in any way show some divisiveness here.
Yeah.
That's all.
Their way of getting out on the record without being on the record is through Sal by saying this is what it is. So now, like, you just called in and you said that the team official said, "You are seeing what his teammates are saying about Carson. Great leader in the locker room and on the field. Carson is a good person, great character. Story has no legs," the team official said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what they're saying, right? What do we think they're going to say? Yeah. Well, yeah, there were some players in the locker room that had problems with Carson, but we feel like that's not a big deal. No, they're not going to say that.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I don't think Alshon Jeffrey not tweeting is an indictment. I don't. But some people will read into it that way. Like, I don't think every single player on the offensive side of the ball has to come to Carson's defense. Well, I don't read it that way.
If I was Alshon's agent,
people will.
I'd be letting them know, like, maybe you should put a tweet out there, Alshon.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, he needs to understand how it looks, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, I don't think, aha, it was Alshon. I don't think that, but it's easy to connect some dots here with who wasn't getting a lot of touches early in the season.
Yep.
In addition, Wendell Smallwood has put an Instagram story, it appears, agreeing with Zach Ertz.
What did he say?
He took a screen. This is so complicated. Somebody doesn't know social media. He took a screenshot of Zach Ertz's tweet defending Carson and wrote what Zach Ertz says, 100 emoji, 100 emoji, 100 emoji, which basically says, I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know what he did? That's an official on the record.
Yes.
So we wait.
The Jeffrey watch? Is that what we're on right now?
Can we have a helicopter to follow where he is?
Is this going
to
be like, remember when Favre ended up going to the Vikings? Remember that nonsense?
Well, remember Gus Bradley leaving the Lurie Mansion?
Oh, my God.
The helicopters were following Gus Bradley.
And then Chip reemerged at the last second. You remember that? I mean, Chip was done. It was out. He was going to stay in Oregon.
He was done. Yep.
Now the fortunes may have changed.
Hey, without Chip... Who knows if there's a Super Bowl?
That's true. There may not be a Carson Wentz.
Right.
If you didn't trade Shady and then you used part of that trade to wheel up to get from 13 to 8 to 2.
Right. I have an Andrew Bynum jersey that I got for free from the Wells Fargo Center. They have the blowout sale. I'd never actually buy that.
Yeah.
And I wear it in part because it matches a bathing suit that I like to wear I keep it for that reason.
Wow.
But also, if you think about it, if Andrew Bynum doesn't come here and they don't make that trade, who knows if they tear it up and then go hinky and then they get all the draft picks and have Joel Embiid.
They may have just stayed at that like sixth seed or fifth seed.
Nick Vucevic was a good player.
Iggy stays here. Drew Holiday's still here. And you never have any of this.
So thank you, Andrew Bynum.
There you go. 6 degrees.
For Joel Embiid trying to fight Russell Westbrook. How great was that?
But by the way, weekend? So he's down after Embiid tries to make the block or whatever and he goes down. Westbrook stays down, and then that phony charge at Embiid.
After there's 10 people between them?
There's two teams of doctors and players. There's like 8 layers he would have had. I would love it if he just went right at Embiid and Embiid laid him out.
I'll tell you what. Embiid gets that reaction from a lot of guys because Embiid's a dirty player, man. I don't mean dirty as a cheap shot artist, but he goes after Andre Drummond. He's got this weird thing for him. He's got it with other players. He's got it for Westbrook too.
Yeah.
Well, Westbrook has it for him now.
Well, it's what happens. Like, we laugh it off, the social media stuff. Those guys stew on that. Like, a guy like Westbrook stews on it. And this dates back to a couple of years ago.
I know, it's great.
When our friend gave him the double bird. Remember that? that whole thing? Oh, my God. That guy, man. That guy was like a doctor, wasn't he?
Short, pudgy, glasses, doctor, something like that. Yeah, totally out of character for somebody you'd normally think.
Like, that guy would ever do that on the street to Russell Westbrook.
Well, Russell Westbrook, even in those whatever clothes he's wearing out there, he'd kick his butt.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.